And the Taney County Commission is in session.
We are under agenda review, I think, sir.
I would concur with that.
Sorry, we're looking over information that we just received about Joplin and about the amount of people that were still missing over there. Nikki, would you like to go ahead? Let's
sure.
begin.
It's my understanding that all of this afternoon's agenda, we're putting it on next week. Is that correct?
Due to a major person canceling most of it, so yes.
Okay. So I will contact Sewer, John Suti, and let him know that.
Great.
Let's talk next week.
Okay. I do know next Tuesday we have the CID Castle Rock public hearing at 1 o'clock in here.
So it looks like we've got items between basically not starting about 9:15 till noon. We're still open there.
Yes.
And we've got a little time from 2 to 3 before this room gets, actually, we have 30 minutes in the afternoon because I think they're using this room for a retirement party.
Correct.
So we've got some time to reschedule some of these.
Well, now, at what time would that be, the retirement party?
It's 3 o'clock. They need to be in here by 2:30, usually.
Well, number one, can we reschedule Ms. Redford for Monday?
It'd be Tuesday.
Tuesday, I'm sorry. If she is available, then is that all right with you, General?
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
She had two presentations, if I'm not mistaken, that we're not going to be able to do today.
Yeah, but should we someone call her and see if she's going to be available for them?
Nikki,
I'll call and see. Okay. You know, if she's not available on Monday, you know, maybe
Tuesday.
We might do
Tuesday.
It on
Tuesday.
Or Tuesday. We could maybe do it on Thursday.
How long do we have the CID discussion scheduled for at 1 o'clock?
1 hour.
1 hour, okay. And I am assuming they're going to have a presentation.
As far as I know, yes.
And would you imagine it's going to have a slideshow or?
Probably.
And we are all set up for that just in case through our, okay, very good.
Yeah, we're good.
Very good.
As far as requests go,
don't you normally stand up here? Is that easier?
Yeah, it is.
That's what I thought. You like the microphone here, that way you can kind of just.
She can bring that with her if she wants.
You can bring your own microphone too, and your coffee.
In case you forget who I am.
Come on, you won't let me. Presiding.
Tammy Hagler, when she reported on the 911 board, she is asking for time to discuss cell phone funding and interagency agreements.
How much time does she need?
Well,
this was discussed when she came before you last week, so I didn't get a time from her.
Well, we also asked her if she would come to us with job descriptions for the two employees that are in that department, so maybe she can present them at that time as well.
Why don't you give her that feedback to say, why don't we do it all together, and once you have the job descriptions, then we can schedule it.
Okay.
And if that's Tuesday, that's...
And if you can make it Tuesday, great. Otherwise, looks like we have some time Thursday, doesn't it?
Yes. Last time I met with you, we talked about OED placement and EEZ within the county and what we're going to do. You asked me to bring this back up the next time I met with you.
Gotta wait another week because Tim is still out of town.
Okay.
He's out of town all this coming week.
Yes, okay.
So we can bring up Thursday of next week and we can schedule it.
I think the third Thursday in September is fine.
How about just this next coming Thursday? We'll talk about the third Thursday of September. That date would be the 2nd. Is it you're going to bring it back up?
The board wanted it to be through 4 weeks out.
Oh. When did that 3 or 4 weeks out?
So in June.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
We'll do that in June.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Well, all righty then.
Four copies per
year. Someone was listening. Thank you.
Do you want me to clip the job description so we can have this all together? So
I want a copy to read, but I think she said there were multiple.
That will go with the file.
She's got copies for her file right there.
Excellent.
One for each of us.
Reading.
Do you have to appoint the library board?
What's the... And I have that on my list of appointments as we're working our way through those, and have some different names as well as, I mean, don't mean different names for that particular board, but for different boards, at least as suggestions for us to consider and throw in the hopper.
Okay.
But we obviously need to do that too. And there may be that may be time sensitive in that we formed the board. I don't know if we have a certain period of
60
time.
Days.
60 days.
We have to do it in June. We could have a 30-minute discussion on Tuesday about board appointments and maybe name some people by then, because there's a few that we've got names that we've gotten, and the rest is going to be discussion of maybe narrowing it down to 2 or 3 names.
That was one of the items that was originally on for this afternoon's
right.
Board appointments.
And one of those that we need to move as quickly forward with as possible is BOE.
Two on BOE, right.
And the other was...
We have a P&Z vacancy.
That was it.
We also have some airport board people we've got to get reappointed.
How long would you like to discuss board appointments?
30 minutes, because one thing I'd like you to do is some of the confusion we had last time when we did appointments, because Jillian was still building the book and we were getting... The information we were getting maybe not has been as accurate, and once she did the research, we need to make sure we know what the terms of everyone's appointments are, because they're supposed to
alternate,
and they're all supposed to expire at the same time and all that, and some aren't. And so would you get the kind of the direction from Jillian on what positions, I guess, are open, and when we have to appoint them, when they expire?
Right. Well, we know that the we're going to be appointing the vacancy in the Swan Township, so that is just to fill an unexpired term.
Right.
That one should be easy, at least as far as date's concerned. But I agree with you on these others.
BOE will be a 12-month term. You know, right. Not in 12 months. It'll expire December 31st of 2011. So anyway, if you could get the terms of each appoint of those departments, that would be helpful. But don't you think 30 minutes is adequate?
Yes.
Okay. Not too much, not...
That's really all the new ones that I have.
Can you give me a rundown on what we currently have scheduled for Tuesday?
We will have board appointments. I will also have placed on there computerized temperature control discussion. And upon talking to Debbie Redford, possibly on Tuesday, performance versus non-performance,
mm-hmm.
and hazard mitigation plan in the Hollister School District.
Mm-hmm.
Sewer board thing?
Sewer sales tax request, Lookout Acres contract amendment.
What is the sewer sales tax request that we're going to be discussing?
Forsyth.
Okay.
And you have the incorporation of Hazard Hollister mitigation plan?
Yes.
I think yes. You just said that. So.
Yes.
Actually, could she just utilize the letter that was provided last year with just changes of dates?
I would think so.
I'm good with that.
Are there items which you gentlemen would like to have placed on for next week? Discussions that you'd like to have?
We need to have another executive session scheduled both Tuesday and Thursday. Tuesday, we need to include executive session, the traditional 1, 3, and 12, and also add real estate to that, whatever that subsection, two. Is it two? And then would you also add that?
For how long on Tuesday?
We haven't put that yet. How long, Ron? 30 minutes?
For the entire discussion?
Just that one specific item.
Oh, 10 minutes.
Based off what your time available is, Thursday, 30 minutes is probably enough to start some other discussion.
Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. And then Pat said she wanted to come back, too, on Thursday, didn't she, to give us an update. So maybe schedule her at 9 o'clock on Thursday, the 26th. Not the 26th. How about the 2nd? So we right now have scheduled on Thursday, so maybe our first thing.
Right.
And
do you think Jill will take up the whole morning?
Today's the first talk.
The day is Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Don't you think a couple hours?
Yeah, thank you.
Just do a couple hours. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the only two things I had left not to, we were going to have to post.
I think you sent me an email.
Yes.
This morning, asking you that I didn't
know how
to run it.
Oh, yes, I did. Yes, I did. It was, where am I sent items? One moment, please. Please post on Tuesday. Extending the flood waivers at the transfer station. We'd like to do that on Tuesday. I'd like to be able to have that discussion with my fellow commissioners too, for their consideration of extension of the existing flood waiver program.
Gentlemen, what about a short discussion regarding Taney County, Joplin, Roden Bridge?
Yeah, maybe a Roden Bridge discussion on Tuesday. Would you, let's also put, we can mention names at all. I mean, we if we add it to Roden Bridge, we may want to expand the discussion, so I didn't know.
Well, I just think it would be appropriate, since in fact we are expending funds, for us to have a discussion about what we're doing,
mm-hmm.
and because there have been some questions asked, and I think they can be easily answered and mm-hmm. quickly answered, and it'll also give us time to discuss how many more days potentially we want to be of service, and we need to have that discussion, quite frankly.
Is that 15 or is that 30?
I think 30.
30 is a good number.
I think that we should also get a report at that same time from Randy
mm-hmm.
regarding roads, flooded roads, any problems that we've had in that time, and how we're working to solve them.
And then we should have a road and buildings and grounds. There is a, I've been getting emails, Renee had, I think a while back, I was working with Renee on getting some In God We Trust signage prices. We have prices, or Renee has prices now, so it's time for us to have a discussion about where and how much and all that. I think there's a lot of things that she'll have information, so we probably need that about a 15-minute discussion on just under buildings and grounds and signage.
Also want to, under buildings and grounds, something else.
You want more time then? 15 will be what I need for signage. You want to add 15 for something else? Or?
No, I just want to mention this other thing.
Okay.
Remind me of that, Nick.
You know, I do actually have one more thing I was going to talk to you about. Maybe we want to do it under buildings and grounds. I'd like to have a discussion with you guys about our dry storage, the old jail being used, and how we're allocating spaces. Space right now, one elected official is needing more space, and all of a sudden we're running out of space, and I've got some thoughts on that, but I'd like to have a discussion with you guys maybe on Tuesday and just add 15 minutes to that to talk about storage, if that's all right with you guys. That's what I'd like to add.
How much space, I wonder, and we may have that discussion as well, do we have available in the other facility?
Which facility are we talking about?
Judicial.
Judicial, yeah.
Quite a bit.
Well, I think we moved our inventory of building ground toiletries and all that, and they took part of that space over there too, besides the record for the circuit clerk. But yeah, that could be added into that too. So.
So 30 minutes
total.
Will you find a copy of the list that the individuals who put together the library district had given us for consideration? You have it right there?
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to copy that?
Well, I'm sure that I have it. I just didn't have it handy. Yeah, I'm going to get another copy of that from you.
Will you just get make sure, Dan, you need a copy too?
Mm-hmm. About four more names in there. Have they called in, Nikki?
I've not received any calls. Jillian may have.
And she does that book, so it's possible. Yes. So would you make sure that you get those guys a copy and then that front page? And put that, just put it back in my folder.
Okay. Anything else, Nikki? Gentlemen, are we finished?
We are with the postponement and rescheduling of all other activities for the afternoon.
Yep, I think we're
that way. Okay. I will be trying to attend the park board meeting if something else doesn't come up.
And I have a separate meeting. I know you've got a different function as well.
Right.
Thanks, Danny.
And then just FYI, tomorrow, MoDOT's having their community briefings in Springfield. If you want to talk about, if you want to have a conversation with MoDOT about closing, they're closing 137 facilities and 1,200 employees are being laid off.
What time is that?
That starts at 12:30 in Branson. It's a community briefings. Just so we can ask questions specifically how it's going to impact us, since you know they had closed or notified closing Joplin's regional office, so that was. There's going to be more workload in the Springfield office. But anyway, that's what it's also scheduled tomorrow. That's all I got.
Motion to adjourn until Tuesday morning.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to adjourn until the meeting Tuesday morning. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries unanimously. We'll stand and adjourn, gentlemen.